school. And sadly, bullies grow up into adults. Dealing with their aggression can be really hard, especially if they're close to home. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at this whole bullying thing and how to handle it effectively from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you do just that. Live the abundant life that Jesus said he came to give you. When we were at school, we all had bullies in our lives. They were the ones that seemed to be bigger and stronger than the rest of us, and they imposed themselves on us. Sometimes it was physically, other times emotionally. Doesn't matter much. Bullies are bullies, and bullies ruin our lives. When we grow up, you'd expect the whole schoolyard bully thing to go away. But actually, bullies grow up too, and they still try and lord it over people. Research shows that people who are bullies are underachievers. So sometimes we have to deal with the aggression that comes from those people. And that can be tough, especially if that bully is close to home. If we have to deal with them every day, it can be really, really tough. So how do we deal with that face of aggression? This week on A Different Perspective, we're looking at the faces that people wear. I guess we do all, to some extent, wear different faces, but it can become really quite a problem. The whole idea is, the way God designed us, is that my face is supposed to mirror my heart. If I'm happy, I smile. If I'm sad, I cry. If I'm cross, I get a cross look on my face. If I'm relaxed, I get that relaxed look on my face. And we can read each other's faces and body language and what's being said and get a sense of what's going on inside the other person. The problem is when we put on a face, when we're two-faced, when a person says one thing to one person and entirely another thing to another person, then all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to know what's going on inside that person. We get a misleading map. And that misleading map can cause deception, confusion, pain, anger, argument. We've got to get a correct map of what's going on inside people. And nowhere is that more true than when we're dealing with bullies, with aggressive behaviour. Remember being bullied in the schoolyard? I do. It was awful. It would ruin my whole day. From the morning, I would wake up and have this sense of dread of having to go and face these boys at school again who would bully me and belittle me and kick me in the pants. And it was awful. But bullying just doesn't happen there. I mean, kids are vulnerable and they're cruel. And if you've read the book or seen the movie Lord of the Flies, but it's a very good story. And of course, teens become cliquey and they ostracize one another. And as adults, we can experience aggression in the home or work or friends or clubs, even with the elderly. I remember being on the board of an aged care organisation and we had to deal with bullying in those residential facilities. Bullying is something, aggression is something that affects us right through our lives. Schools these days have anti-bullying behaviour. They have policies and guidelines and instruction and the teachers are taught about it. I was reading a report on this and one five-year-old said bullying is when people force others, usually smaller people, to do what they want them to do. Pretty good definition for a five-year-old. This aggression, this dominance, bullying, it's like a small war. When you think about it, when one country tries to bully another country, we call it a war. When one person tries to bully another person, it's kind of like a small war, and it hurts. It's hard. It ruins our whole lives. So when someone's aggressive towards us, you know, really goes for the jugular, what do? Do we hit back? I was really taken by this quote from Martin Luther King. Have a listen. The ultimate weakness of violence is that it's a descending spiral, begetting the very thing that it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Through violence, you may murder the liar, but you cannot murder the lie, nor establish the truth. Through violence, you may murder the hater, but you do not murder the hate. In fact, violence merely increases hate. So it goes. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Hate multiplies hate. Violence multiplies violence. And toughness multiplies toughness in a descending spiral of destruction. the chain reaction of evil. Hate begetting hate, wars producing more wars must be broken, or we shall be plunged into the dark abyss of annihilation. He sure knew how to string a few words together, did Martin Luther King. And really, he was talking about what Jesus talked about. Jesus said, look, don't repay evil with evil. Love your enemy. That's tough. When we're being bullied, when we're dealing with someone who's aggressive, who's after our throats and our careers and our lives, boy, it's hard to say, well, Jesus, that's really cool. I will love my enemy. That is tough. Aggressive people, bullies, are invariably like that because they've never really known the warmth of that light that Martin Luther King was talking about. The studies with chimpanzees who've been isolated from their mothers at birth show that they become really violent and aggressive with other chimpanzees. So often, bullying behaviour is a pattern, and the older a person gets, the worse it gets. It's a pattern of behaviour that reflects not having been loved, that reflects a response to not knowing unconditional love. And it's a really hard pattern of behaviour to unlearn, and it often takes a lot of time. Bullying needs two things. The first thing is it needs unconditional love day after day after day. If someone is being aggressive towards me, I can love them in return. Jesus talked about it. He said, if someone hits you, turn the other cheek. Oh, ouch. That is so counterintuitive in this day and age. But I truly believe the only way that we can deal with aggressive behaviour in a right way, in a way that shines light into a night that's already devoid of stars, is to love a person in return, to love our enemy. And yeah, that love can be tough love sometimes. Assertiveness is a right thing. You and I were not meant to be bullied. We're not meant to be doormats. It's not what we were made for. And it's okay to assert ourselves gently and firmly. I'm sorry, but I don't accept your bullying. I'm sorry, but I won't accept your aggression. Aggression is emotional blackmail. Aggression says, you do what I say, otherwise I'll come after you. No, I won't dance to that tune anymore. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what it costs me, I won't. And if we come towards someone who's being aggressive, someone's bullying us, with a real unconditional love that says, I don't care what you do, I'll still love you. And yet an assertiveness that says, I won't be blackmailed by your aggression. I think that's the right thing to do. We can either do that or react and fight violence with violence. And through violence, you may murder the liar, but you cannot murder the lie nor establish the truth. You may murder the hater, as Martin Luther King said, but you do not murder the hate. In fact, violence merely increases hate. We can look at this person and give them a soft answer. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. What about it? What about these people who are aggressive towards us, who come after us and want to yell and scream and be angry? What if we adopted a tough love attitude? What if we decided, I'm not going to lift anything, a finger, a word against you. I will love you unconditionally, but I won't accept your aggression. Yes, draw boundaries, but I still love you. That's hard. That is a really tough gig. But can I encourage you? It's what Christ calls us to. The face of aggression so often masks a heart of desperate pain. What if you, what if I, were the ones to shine light into that heart? Life has its ups and downs, right? But Jesus made an extraordinary promise. He said he came that we may have life in all its abundance, literally a superabundant life. Yet not everyone who believes in him is living that life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. Because God's word, man, it is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you discover and live the abundant life that he has for you through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.